For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Through the upcoming holiday season and into the new year, three exhibitions at the Museum of Texas Tech University will showcase the power of the color red. The Red That Colored the World features a small bug's contribution to art over the centuries. The museum's collection of clothing and textiles makes up Ladies in Red, and Red Hot and Quilted features creations by Caprock Art Quilters. The Red That Colored the World exhibition features more than 50 objects that include textiles, sculpture, paintings, decorative arts, and clothing from the Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe, New Mexico, private lenders, and museums around the country. The exhibition explores the history of Cochenelle and the seductive visual nature of red. The objects reflect the unique international uses of color, revealing the creative process and the motivations of artists. Marianne Ann Montgomery, the curator of clothing and textiles at the Museum of Texas Tech, says the small insect's color has a long history.
Museums around the world began looking at their collections to see what paintings and what textiles had been colored using the American cochineal. This is the cochineal red dye that comes from the cochineal insect that is the white part that grows on prickly pear cactus. The Mayans were using this before the Spaniards ever came to the Americas, and it ended up being the gold that the Spaniards, the wealth that they got, because this red was the most color-fast red dye, the most brilliant red dye in the world. And the Spaniards held the monopoly on it until the Dutch invented the microscope and realized that they were using insects rather than plant materials. It was a very important thing during that era when colors were all natural colors. There was no synthetic coloring that didn't come in until the end of the 19th century.
It takes as many as 100,000 cochineal bugs, which are found in the southwestern U.S. and Central and South America, to make 1 kilogram of the red dye. The bugs that live on the cactus are soft-bodied, flat, and oval-shaped. Cochenelle and its derivatives today lie exclusively in the cosmetics and food industries, with Western Europe, the U.S., Japan, and Argentina as the principal markets. The FDA considers cochineal safe. Montgomery says taking in this exhibition is a walk through an important portion of art history.
These are some of the earliest man-made things ever to come to Lubbock.
Because not all of the Santa Fe Museum's collection came to the Tech Museum, Montgomery and others decided to organize the two companion exhibitions. The first features 55 red dresses, 14 red hats, 17 pairs of red shoes, and 4 cheerleading uniforms that are part of the Tech Museum's clothing and textiles collection. There is a relatively unknown mascot uniform from the early 1980s, too.
Raider Rose was quite an interesting thing because as they snuck her onto the field, the saddle tramps were like, well, which one of us figured this thing out? Which one of us did this?
The second companion exhibition features about 20 quilts created by West Texas women and men.
These are quilts based on just the idea of challenging incredibly creative fiber artists here in the West Texas area to make something inspired by the color red. So it ranges from really incredible art to more whimsical things.
Montgomery says the three exhibitions create a dynamic museum experience.
The dynamic aspect of these three exhibits is that it's only going to be seen here in Lubbock, so we're really glad to have it through the holidays.
The Red That Colored the World and the Ladies in Red exhibits are funded in part by the Helen Jones Foundation, the CH Foundation, and the Museum of Texas Tech University Association. The Red That Colored the World and the Red Hot and Quilted exhibitions run through January 17th. The Ladies in Red exhibition runs through February 2nd. For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.